Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
They've got really good meat.
They got great meat.
Dirt and Sprague.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two. Dirt and Sprague here, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. I'm Brandon Sprague. That is Andy, big Yankee fan, Dirt Johnson over there.
That's what they call me.
Massive Yankee honk.
Get you 27 of these, baby. Even though like 15 of them don't count. But I digress. By the way, just to answer my own question, because I looked it up during the break.
Sure.
He is the first player since Mickey Mantle in 1956 to have a .330 average and 50 home runs and 100 RBIs in a season.
Could you look up, Swag, who broke Mickey Mantle's switch-hitting home run record this year?
I would have voted for Cal.
The dumper. Doesn't sound like it. I mean,
would have voted for Cal.
Mariner fans are texting me. My God, this guy sounds terrible.
I got to blow game seven again?
Oh. Come on, man.
Too soon? Is it too soon?
We don't need to do that.
Is it too soon?
We can argue about the MVP.
Too soon.
You
know,
it's
I
way
hope
too soon.
Schultz's not
too
driving. Soon. He just hit a guardrail.
Good morning,
probably.
Schultz. Good morning.
We do a wellness call on Schultz after that comment.
Hey, we're in Portland, all right? Can we get back to, you know, things that matter to us?
Are we? Can't tell.
Actually, yeah, that's true.
Mr. Seattle
over
Seattle, there.
Seattle swag over there.
He's a secret Mariner fan, too.
He absolutely is.
We have a lot to get to. It's a massive football Friday. We have a lot of NFL to talk about. Guys, there's some really big games in the National
this
Football
This is
game.
As good an NFL week that I think I can remember. It's Wabbit season.
You all right over there?
NFL.
You okay over there? We doing all right?
What was that news guy that was talking about the caravans? Remember that guy?
I do remember that guy.
That's how you kind of sounded right there.
Trailed off of NFL.
Thought it was Elmer Fudd there for
NFL
getting ready for Wabbit season. But
so we'll get into it. One of those massive games gives us a little bit of a local tie. Bo Nix, quarterback of the Denver Broncos. They got a big one hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. They're coming off a Thursday game last week, so they got extended break.
Yep.
The Chiefs are coming off a bye.
Yes, they are.
You have interesting numbers on that game of playoff percentages and how
that's
they
for
break
the Chargers
down.
And Jags game. Chargers and Jags game, I got numbers on that.
No, didn't you give me a Chiefs stat yesterday?
I don't think I gave you a Chiefs stat yesterday.
Oh, I thought you gave
I'll
me
I'll look
a
through
Chiefs
my notes
stat,
my and see if there's a Chiefs stat in there. I don't think I had a Chiefs stat.
That's okay.
All right. I do have a Chargers and Jags stat for you and why that game is so important.
That game is important. I also think people don't care about it.
Nobody should care. It's going to be horrible to watch.
I got a quarterback duel this weekend that I'm curious where people are at. And our guest at 7:30 today is Josh Dover, our good friend. He's a radio host over in Denver. We've had him on several times. I want to ask where they're at on the Broncos so far. The record's great, but why does the offense suck? So we'll talk with Josh Dover at 7:30 about that. It is a 7:07 Friday, a football Friday here. We Sunrise Guys, and it's a game day.
It is a game day today.
What will you be doing after the show today?
I'm going to eat a breakfast burrito, probably use the restroom, and then relatively shortly after the show, hit the road and head down to Eugene.
Okay, what are you doing down in Eugene today?
I'm going to host a pregame show from 2 to 4.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Live on the Fan.
All right.
If you don't like me, you're in tough luck today. I'm all over the place. You're not getting rid of me today.
Home of the Oregon Ducks. They're hosting Minnesota, and we've talked a little bit about this game. I made the point yesterday. I think it's a great spot to be in that you don't even consider of, like, your coach doesn't blow these games and hasn't so far 4 years in. Your last coach had a lot of these games where just, like, you got to worry about Stanford being 3-9. I'm going to give you a take that I don't think you're going to agree with.
Okay.
I think in our jersey uniform off tonight, I think Minnesota is going to beat you guys.
I'm not opposed to that take at all.
Have you seen their helmet?
The helmet is sick. With the big gopher on one side and the M on the other side.
They need more big gophers on the side of their helmets.
I don't really get what we're doing with our helmets tonight. We're doing the marble thing now, so that we're like, we have marble helmets. We did that for the Phil Knight game, so we're bringing that back. And now we got two stripes down the middle of it that are just solos. Like, we've never done anything like that. Hmm. We used to have the stripe, but it was filled in. You know, we wear those ones occasionally, where there's the two lines, but then the it's filled in with yellow or whatever color. So I would have liked the stripe to be filled in. I'm not quite sure what's going on with the helmet tonight. So I'm not opposed to that take. It's not a bad take.
I think it's going to be a fun, it shouldn't be rainy.
The weather should be actually really nice. A little chilly, but I think the sun's going to be out most of the afternoon. Weather will be fine tonight.
Should be a great tailgate atmosphere because it's one of those, like, you don't want to say it out loud, but everybody's kind of partying in a way at the, we're going to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and also you're getting a 3-day weekend if you're going to the game, right? Because you're taking the day off of work, likely. The game kicks off at 6 tonight, so you're heading down early on a Friday, cutting out of the office. You got your full weekend ahead, so you get home a little late on a Friday night, but it doesn't eat your whole weekend up like a night game would on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Look, I get that people are anti-Friday games. I totally get it, especially at this time of year where there's, you guys will be at a high school playoff game tonight. I understand the confluence there and why that frustrates some. I happen to be a fan of one Friday home game a year.
Now, your team's interesting. I don't think you're worried at all about them losing, but your team is coming off a road game short week. Minnesota gets the benefit of the bye like every other Big Ten team, sans,
of course they do,
Washington and Oregon.
Why wouldn't we give the team who Oregon has to play a bye?
Right, especially a middling Big Ten team.
You know, why not just level the playing field as much as humanly possible when Oregon has far superior talent across the board?
Your coach said it's supposed to be hard, so.
That's true.
Does he feel that way behind the scenes off the microphone?
I would imagine he's very frustrated with some of the scheduling
pissed
breaks that he has got. Not in terms of kickoff times. He doesn't complain about those. And not in terms of travel. He doesn't complain about those. It's about, we had to go on the road and play Iowa last week, and now we're coming home, and Minnesota was sitting at home in a hot tub all weekend, and they're ready to go. And, oh, by the way, it's a Friday night game.
So you're pro Friday night game.
I'm pro one of you. Like, I'm obviously not a handful of them, but you give me one Friday night home game a year, I got no issue
so
with that.
I make you choose one a year for your team, Friday night game or a big nooner at home.
Oh, God, Friday night game, and it's not even close. Not even a debate. They'll never do a big nooner at home. That will never happen. I will shave my head if they ever play a big nooner at home.
That's usually bald. What you do.
Bald. Cue ball, bald. All of it gone.
Be Bic, interesting to see you with that
Bic
look.
Bic razor.
Yeah.
Foam, cream, the whole thing. I'll shave it all off.
I also think in 2013 when we were hosting a show together, if I would have told you, hey, Dirt, your mind's going to be blown in like 5 years because USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington are going to go to the Big Ten, you would have said probably the same thing.
Probably. Yeah, I probably would have said it.
Never say never, though.
I just don't think Oregon will never sign off. Why would Oregon ever sign off on a 9 a.m. home game? The Big Ten cannot make them do it. The TV networks cannot make them do it. Oregon has to sign off. Why would they ever do that to their fan base?
They probably wouldn't.
To my point, they will never play a 9 a.m. home
Although
game.
Dan Lanning, as you heard on the show, with
anytime, any place, kick it off whenever we want.
He is pro, get a breakfast burrito going and just play football.
Yeah, get the game out of the way. No, I would take the Friday night game over that any day of the week.
If he ever had to do one, was forced to do one, I could see him doing it like week one, Labor Day weekend, where it's a holiday situation. But outside of that, he would have to somehow be contractually forced.
Yes. And that's not in the contract.
And
they
it's not in the contract
them.
Right now. So, yeah.
It'd also have to be Purdue.
Sure. Who's the Portland State in the first game of the year? Yeah. Like, all right. What, they did kick off against 11 a.m. against Portland State, and the stadium was half full.
You imagine Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson on a Portland State Oregon nooner?
All right. Welcome back in. The Vikings are in town today. Jerry Glanville's not walking through those doors. Neither is Neil Olmax. Let's see how this thing goes.
Joel Klatt. What did
neither
I do?
Mouse Davis.
They have not played a night game yet this year.
Oregon?
Yeah, this will be the first. Well, at home.
Oh.
Yeah, the Penn State, it was 4:30.
Penn State was a late game.
It was late
Rutgers
game
was a late
Rutgers
game there.
Rutgers was a late game there.
Iowa technically leaked into the evening with the sun setting last week.
Well, we got some whispers of what we think the USC-Oregon game is going to be next week. I don't know if that's public yet, so I'm not going to say it.
No.
But there's whispers it might not be in the evening. Do you guys count 4:30 as a night game?
I do.
For the aesthetic?
I do,
okay,
yeah.
All right. maybe not the first week of the season because you might have sun for the majority of it, but by the time you hit like October,
it was dark yesterday at 3:30 at my house.
Like I think of that Oregon-Ohio State game last year.
Yeah.
When the game starts, sun's out, game ends, sun sets. That to me is that's a night. The lights are on, the sun's down, that's a night game.
All right, good.
Not a full 7:30 a.m. kick, but it's a counts. It's a night game.
That's one of those I'll be watching, but I'm going to have it on my phone.
The Minnesota game tonight?
The Minnesota game, because I do think generally Oregon is going to win the game going away, just whatever fashion, I don't know.
If you want to hear expanded thoughts on that, you can tune in today, 2 to 4. We will talk about the game, because that's what we do on the Oregon Duck pregame show for 2 hours. We will break it all down from a fundamental standpoint. All I'll say this morning is, look, they're playing Minnesota. Minnesota's got a freshman quarterback on the road. When they've played elite teams on the road, they have not scored a touchdown yet this year. So I think this is a game where Oregon's defense is going to dominate. I'm just really curious to see what the offense looks like. Do they just come out and say, you know what, short week, it's Minnesota, we got USC, let's run the ball 67 times and get out of here. Our wide receivers are still banged up. Do they try and find a rhythm with Dante Moore, get him going with some of the wide receivers? Like, that's really, I don't think Minnesota's going to have a ton of success offensively against Oregon's defense in the home crowd tonight. It's mostly just about, if there's something at this point that we would say is going to hold Oregon back from reaching goals that they wanted to accomplish at the start of the year, it would appear to be their offense in their passing game right now. And so if they torch Minnesota, it doesn't mean you're going to say, oh, there you go, they're going to win a title. But I think it makes you feel a little bit better going into your last two games of the regular season.
Very quickly, you got a stat that you're not going to give me that you're saving for old Anthony Newman?
I don't have any unfound stat. Who knows what I find when I'm sitting on the toilet after the show eating my breakfast burrito, but we'll find. Maybe there's one, but not right now.
It's a bad aesthetic, you on a toilet eating food.
You like that?
It's
like
terrible.
You like that?
Let's pivot to the NFL.
Drip, drip, drip.
As you mentioned there, you can get all the Duck conversation. Maybe you're driving down early this morning, Oregon, Minnesota. We've talked about that game a little bit throughout the week. Let's get to the NFL. Massive quarterback matchup, but will the game be decided by the quarterbacks? We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we got Sprague and Line to get to today. Get those Sprague and Line sponsors in. The fan text line's 503-864-6326. We'll get to Sprague and Line coming up at 9:30 today. Coming up bottom of the hour is our daily ticker with one of our favorites, Josh Dover, over there in Denver, Colorado, USA.
Yeah, big one for the Broncos this weekend.
So we'll talk with him about what's going on with the offense and Denver looking to maybe eliminate a team from the divisional race here, potentially?
I tend to think that would happen.
It's getting late in the season, man.
Should have beat him in Arrowhead last year. Remember the blocked field goal is my time expired.
Crazy. So we'll talk with him coming up for the ticker. I want to dive into some NFL dealings here because we haven't talked as much NFL this week, and I've been ashamed about that.
Yeah.
Some great stuff this weekend on the slate.
It's a phenomenal slate of games this weekend.
Here's the one I'm most curious about. There's some ones with real stakes. There's some juggernaut matchups. I am fascinated, and it's not going to be on the local broadcast. You're going to have an NFL Sunday ticket if you need to. If you want to watch this, the Bears Vikings to me.
That's one that's on your bingo
card,
dude.
How is it not? It's the Bears are 6-3.
Nine. Here comes Niner.
You don't trust the Bears fully, especially if they go on the road.
Not at all.
It's Caleb versus Flores, but also on the other side, it's the Vikings getting kind of blown out and bullied by Baltimore most of the way.
Yeah,
and it's 9. All right, it's JJ putting on the helmet and becoming 9. And so I just wonder, I tend to lean that it's going to end up being Flores versus Ben Johnson or Caleb, more so than like, would we get an elite quarterback game and could we settle some stuff with JJ and Caleb Williams here?
I would be absolutely shocked if we get an elite quarterback game in this game from either side of it. You go back to week one. Remember how ugly this game was? JJ McCarthy didn't do squat for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
The Bears were up by, what, 2 TDs, I want to say, almost the entire game. And then out of nowhere, here comes the Vikings with a couple of long plays. Chicago can't get a first down in the second half to save their lives because Flores has Caleb Williams, locked up somewhere, and they lose the game. They blow it late, and it turned into J.J. McCarthy's a winner, even though for 90% of the game he didn't do anything, and he threw for 120 yards, but he made 2 throws he had to late. Like, the Bears are not a good football team. They're just not. They're just not.
They're 6-3.
That's fine. You can be. Are the Carolina Panthers a good football team?
No.
Okay. What's the Panthers' record, Sprague?
I think they're on a bye this week. Oh, no, they're 5-5.
Okay, 5-5. So there's a two game difference between those, or a game and a half,
game
I should say.
Half.
One game fewer and one win more. The Bears are not a good football team. They're not going to do anything in the playoffs. Doesn't mean they're not having a good year. Doesn't mean they're not building something. They weren't supposed to be a Super Bowl contender this year. They weren't supposed to be an elite team.
If they make the playoffs, would you change that topic?
That's a great year. No, I'm not going to change the stance. Opinion? Absolutely not. Are you picking the Chicago Bears to win a playoff game?
Well, no. But
no. So we know. You can go to the playoffs and be fine. That's a great year for the Bears. It doesn't mean they're a good football team. They would have lost at home to the Giants last week if Jackson Dart didn't get a concussion.
Well, you're not wrong
this
there.
This is not. They're not good. But it doesn't mean they can't win this
Why
weekend
because
the
right
Vikings,
now?
Because you're trying to defend the Bears as a good team, and they're not a good team.
And you know
they're. That's fine. Records don't mean that you're a good team, okay? They just don't.
I think it literally.
Not all records
not
are created
Bill
equal.
Says.
Yeah. That is not,
you
know
are
who
what
beaten?
Your record
you
says.
Are what your record
Here
is.
Are the Bears' wins. The Cowboys, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Saints, the Bengals, and the Giants. And the Bengals win was a miracle, and the Giants game they lose without a concussion to the quarterback. They also came back to beat the Commies. That's probably their best win because Jaden Daniels was playing in that game. They beat the Raiders 25-24, who were a disaster, and the Cowboys can't stop anybody
this
year.
I think they had to come back in that Raider game,
They did
too.
Have to come back in that Raider
ifs
game.
Ifs and buts, though, Andrew. Ifs and buts.
Sure. I think they're probably going to be a playoff team right now because you look at the NFC wildcard race, and I don't really know who else you trust in the NFC East. You know, NFC South.
The Niners could drop out of this thing.
Niners are banged up, so they could falter a little bit. Yep. And the NFC South, I mean, the second place team is the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. And so the Bears are in second place. Nobody would tell you they think they're better than the Packers, but they're ahead of the Packers currently in the standings. I think some of this stuff will shake itself out. But to your larger point, I would be surprised if this was a good quarterback game. I think this is about two I don't know if the Bears have an elite defense.
The Bears defense is not elite.
Not elite. No. But J.J. McCarthy also kind of sucks, and so he's going to do some dumb stuff in this game. The Vikings have the ability to play good defense, and they have a very good defensive coordinator. I love starting with this game. I think it'll be ugly, and I think Minnesota wins the game at home.
Well, that's why I wanted to start with it, because I know how you feel about McCarthy, and I kind of have known your Bears take the entire way, and I don't really honestly...
Dude, them going to the playoffs this year is a great... That's a phenomenal year. That's a great step in the right direction for the Chicago Bears.
I'm trying to think now... Swag, you have to noodle on this, too. I'm trying to think how many playoff teams make it, and I say to myself, they're not a good team.
New England with Mac Jones.
No, that's a good one. You did that one earlier. That
Nobody
one...
would have said that was a good team, but they're a playoff team.
What were they, 10-7 to get in that year?
Would you have said the Broncos were a really good team last year, or a good team last year?
Not really good, no.
Nobody was going to pick but them good. To win the game in Buffalo.
But good, and they had bad...
Like, this Bears team goes on the road to Philly in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, I'm not going
to
pick them.
They're going to be a 14-point underdog, and they're going to get smoked.
You're probably right on that. But like Denver is a good example because they made it, right? But they only made it because you had a seven. A lot of teams are making it because you had that extra wild card.
Yes.
But Denver also had some like bad one score luck last year that's now gone completely the other way.
Well, the Bears are the sixth seed right now in the NFC. So that means they would either
Packers the seventh seed? Or the Niners? Packers, yeah.
Yeah, the Niners, Packers, I think, are out.
The Niners are out.
So the Bears will play the two seed, right? Correct? In the first round?
Wait a second. Let me do some
And the
math.
Packers and Bears, by the way, have not played each other
no,
yet.
No, not
They
yet.
Play each other twice in December.
Three, four, five, six, seven. No, the Bears are ahead of the Niners, so they would be the fifth seed. Now, some of that's because they've had their bye. The Niners haven't had the bye, so there's like a half game.
Yeah, the Niners have one or two more games for their bye.
This is a big one for them,
so
though.
So you're telling me, that's where I think we'd
so
have to differ.
So the Bears right now would be the five seed, so they would get the worst division champion.
Yeah, 4-5.
Yeah.
So it would either be the Buccaneers or the Lions right now. They're both 6-3.
I wouldn't put it past them to be able to beat Tampa if Tampa's going to be hurt all year.
Sure, I would still
You wouldn't
take
give him any chance?
I can't say zero chance, but I would absolutely bet on Tampa to win that game.
Of course, there's
always a chance.
I don't think. I'm pretty sure I know where you're coming from on the Bears, and we probably feel mostly the same way, but if you make a five seed, you're a good team. Just because you don't win a playoff game, it's hard to win a playoff game.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I feel you not
how confident.
You agree?
Let me give you the rest of their schedule and then follow up with how confident are you that they finish with the five seed?
They don't leave me that much.
So they, I think they're going to lose this weekend in Minnesota.
It's very possible, yes.
And they get Pittsburgh at home, which they could probably they could win
yeah,
that
they
game.
Could also lose that game.
They could. Then they're in Philly at Green Bay back-to-back weeks.
Green Bay needs to put together a good game for me to believe
in. Cleveland at home. Cleveland's different. They can win that game. And then you close with the Packers, the Niners, and the Lions.
Yeah.
There's only two gimmies, if they even are gimmies, but they don't
Nothing's
exist because
the
they're the Bears, yeah. And it's not a very good team.
But if they make a five seed?
If they make the five seed, they're an okay team.
Okay.
They're not a good team.
Right.
They're
That's
an
the
okay
best
team.
I can do.
That's the best you can get out of me.
All right. We got a lot more NFL to get into. I think I win no matter what here. If the Bears win on the road at Minnesota, they're a good team, and I get to come in and throw it in your face. If Nine has a good game, I get to rile you up and say, man, Nine was balling this weekend.
No, because the most likely scenario is the Vikings win the game and Nine throws for 113 yards and a pick, and he doesn't do anything the entire game. And so, no, he didn't do anything. He didn't win the game.
But he won the game.
Flores won the game.
Clutch gene.
Which is most likely the outcome of this game. Low scoring, and Minnesota wins at home.
Let's talk with Josh Dover over in Denver. They got a massive game. They're hosting the Chiefs. You got Chiefs at Broncos. What's up with the offense? What's going on with that? And just talk about the stellar defense as well. Josh Dover joins us in Denver for the Daily Ticker on 105.1. The Fan.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their coastal locations: Pacific City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, and now open in Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Absolutely. Pelican Brewing Company presents today's Daily Ticker with their five coastal locations now with the introduction to Rockaway Beach. I need to make an effort to go visit that rather soon there, Andrew.
It sounds and looks delightful.
Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Really excited for our next guest. He is a good friend of the program. We bring him on to talk about Nikola Jokic being fat but amazing, the Denver Nuggets unstoppable. Now we've got Bo Nix in Denver. The Broncos are really good.
Yes, they are.
Our good friend Josh Dover over there in Denver, radio host for 104.3. He's on Twitter, @Josh. Joshua Dover, I want to ask you very quickly, you on your Twitter profile here, Josh. You've got your TikTok and Instagram handles, and I'm very like, is Josh Dover like a trendy dance TikTok
guy
who's like got dad energy, or are you just doing sports takes on TikTok?
And now you get a little bit of both. I'm a local hack golfer here in Colorado, so there's a little golf content.
Okay.
And then mostly me complaining about my favorite sports teams on TikTok. That's mostly what it's about.
Okay. All right. There's about six or seven things.
You do there. At least the Rockies just hired the guy who gave Deshaun Watson 230 fully million guaranteed, so you got that going for you in Denver. Not to bring them up, I want to ask you, where are Bronco fans at on Bo Nix? He has been, they're winning games. At moments, they look awesome. They're coming back in fourth quarters. And then there's like the Raider game, and you're like, ugh, what is this? Where are fans at on him in year two?
You know, it's interesting because most fans are just down for the ride. It's been a world of suck here in Denver for a long time with the football team. So I think most fans are just ecstatic that they're winning. And honestly, on the radio show, on the social media, accounts, it's if you complain about it or you say, hey, this isn't sustainable. What's going on here with this offense? A lot of fans give you that. Hey, just enjoy it. They're 8-2. How long have we been winning football in this city, and we finally have it. So I can get that part of it, right? If you're just going to ride as a fan and want to have fun and enjoy it, go ahead. Live it up. Hmm. Don't worry about the quicksand that we might be standing in right now. But, if you want to look at what this is, and like I said, it might be some quicksand, showing us that this offense is not sustainable, then there's some real reasons to worry. His feet have been bad, boys, and you guys have seen him a lot as well. Like, he's reverted back to some Auburn Bo habits, which you thought those were, gone, thanks to his time at Oregon. He's leaving the pocket way too early. He's rolling to his right, desperately trying to avoid a sack. And that's a characteristic that Sean Payton talks about loving so much. But, man, sometimes you got to know that you're going to deliver a ball. You're going to stand in there. You're going to take a hit. But you're going to put something on your wide receiver. He's just been bad about that. So I think the fan base is down to win. It's fun, right? We haven't won a lot around here in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're, more than just a casual observer, you're looking at this and going, well, this isn't sustainable, and when's the other shoe going to drop?
Yeah, it's a little blazery of you guys over there. Usually the Blazer fans are like, hey, we're a great fun watch as a first-round team, and normally a lot of people are just happy with that. But I do want to kind of get in the weeds on this here with Josh Dover, 104.3, over there in Denver. So I saw this on The Athletic in kind of following Denver. Obviously, we have an interest here because of Nix, but the Broncos are weird. The one-score luck has flipped their way this year. It went against them last year. The defense we knew would be stellar. I would argue it's been even better than we expected. You got one of the best edge rushers in Benito, and you got one of the best DTs in Allen over there. This on Nix, on being hurried and rushed, 46.2% completion percentage when having pressure. That ranks 24th of 33 qualified quarterbacks. His yards per attempt on those throws is 4.6, which ranks 32nd, and his passer rating when pressured is 55.9, which is 28th. I know pressure does this to most quarterbacks, but his numbers in those metrics are amongst the worst. We've been noting this of like the defense is winning a lot of these games, and I don't know how much you can trust the offense in big playoff moments to just say, hey, wake up, it's the fourth, you're down 20 points, go win it. I have seen some of the rhetoric online, and it is online, of is this Nix or is it Peyton play calling? Where do you kind of stack up on the Peyton play calling versus Bo reverting to his Auburn days?
You know, for a long time, fellas, I was blaming Sean Payton. And he's still not free to blame. Let's not get that twisted. But over the last couple of weeks, really going back to Houston a couple of weeks ago, I started to really focus in on Bo's feet. And just, like I said, rolling to the right, the people blitzing, him avoiding sacks, but knowing that he's going to throw without a platform off base, and it's not going to be accurate or on time. So it's this double-edged sword of can the coach help his quarterback? Yeah, absolutely. But does the quarterback have to play better football and look like an NFL-level quarterback? 100%. And Bo has not done that over the last few weeks. Sean is, I'm sure you guys seen it. He writes run it on his play sheet like every week. And then guess what he doesn't do, fellas? He doesn't run the football. He doesn't establish any sort of rhythm running the ball. And everybody out here thought, hey, the identity of the Broncos offense is J.K. Dobbins. And now he's not going to play this weekend and might miss a couple of games, depending on how serious that injury is on his foot. So everybody's a little worried here that Sean's just going to revert to a going back to Bo, trust in his system and letting a second-year quarterback that's struggling throw the ball 35-plus times. And I don't know how you guys feel football philosophy. I don't give a damn what your name is. Bo Nix, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones at this point. I don't think quarterbacks should be throwing the ball at a clip of 35 to 40 times in today's NFL, even if it is a pass-happy league. But when you're a young quarterback struggling, that balance has to be so close to 50-50, and Sean's stubborn, you know what, just refuses to do that. So I honestly was like 60% Sean Payton, 40% Bo Nix up until about 2 weeks ago, and I'm at a healthy split. There's plenty of blame to go around for both of those dudes right now.
Yeah, I wonder if you guys lose the Giant game, you don't have that historic comeback. Like, I feel like the noise is even more than it is, but the record is what it is. Should they have made a move at the deadline? That was a lot. That was a big talking point. Should Denver have made a move at the deadline?
I mean, a lot of people out here want running back now just because of the J.K. Dobbins thing, but, you know, that's the hindsight conversation. People wanted Jaylen Waddle, which we learned the Broncos kind of kicked the door on that, kicked the tires on that. And I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. Again, going back to Sean Payton not figuring out his offense. When your guys' house is a mess because your kids won't pick up their damn toys, do you go buy them more toys or do you make them pick up and play with the ones they already have?
Get rid of them.
So I was, yeah, thank you. I was completely out on a wide receiver. I was intrigued by inside linebackers. They can't cover a tight end or a running back to save their lives. And now they're down Alex Singleton, who, you know, unfortunate incident with testicular cancer, but
yeah.
I thought an inside linebacker, like I said, people are talking running back now, but that's hindsight. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what the deal was with J.K. Dobbins.
How are you guys out there feeling? It's funny, like, even listening to this conversation, because I almost feel like I'm in the bubble of Denver sports radio where there's a lot of negativity around it, but they are 8-2. And it's like, hey, what's wrong with the Broncos? They're in first place in the AFC West.
And they're hosting the Chiefs.
And they're hosting the Chiefs this weekend. Who they damn near, if they don't have a blocked field goal at Arrowhead last year, right? Like, they win that game at the end of regulation. Yeah. This game, it's massive because if they win the game, the Chiefs are already behind the Chargers. They got a head-to-head loss to them. They're already behind the Broncos, and you had a head-to-head loss in that category. This might eliminate the Chiefs in the AFC West, which we're all desperately rooting for. Just your thoughts on the matchup and what Denver needs to do in order to win the game, because, KC, you know they're going to bring it coming off a bye.
Yeah, 100%. Andy Reid's 22-4 off a bye week, so that's a tough hill that you got to climb. I think this is a huge game. I just said they can't cover running backs and tight ends. We'll figure out today what Isaiah Pacheco's status is. He's been dealing with something over there on the side of the Chiefs. But Travis Kelce, as much as we all want to make fun of him for being old and Mr. Swift and all the things, you look at his numbers, he's actually on track to having about 75, 80 catches and flirting with 1,000 yards again. So he's starting to do his thing. I think that's going to be a problem for the Broncos. Mahomes is always a problem for any team that they're facing. And then, like I said, without J.K. Dobbins, the Broncos are going to have to lean on R.J. Harvey. If R.J. Harvey's giving you 2-3 yards a carry for the first 5-6 carries, I think Sean Payton will pull that plug and they have to lean on Bo Nix even more, which I don't think is a good formula for success as the way he's playing right now. So I look at this game and say, hey, if R.J. Harvey can get it going early and show Sean that he can trust him, the Broncos can win this game. I'm very hesitant to say that that's going to happen. So I think this might, almost like last year, right? Not the Week 18, you know, JV Bowl, but that blocked kick that we were talking about. That's something I think it can come down to last possession here, because the Broncos defense is good enough to keep them in every single game that they play. You know, it's that offense that you guys talked about is angels in the outfield stuff. Is Christopher Lloyd going to show up so that they can win in the fourth quarter?
He's always watching. Hey, let's get you out on this one. Help settle a debate here on the show. We got a lot of Mariner fans down in our area because, you know, people are like, oh, they're the closest team. So they root for the Mariners a lot. So it's been really loud. Sure. It was a fun season. Did Aaron Judge, in your opinion, win the AL MVP because he's a Yankee? If you swapped Raleigh and Judge, does Raleigh win the AL MVP?
Yeah, 100%. And I actually said it on my show when all this was going to go down, and I'm going to do it again today. Aaron Judge doesn't need another MVP. Well, this is just baseball being so out of touch. Celebrate what happened right in front of you and honor a guy that we might not ever see again. Do it from that position and both sides of the plate like he was doing it. I think it's Major League Baseball catering to that coast like they always do and giving something to just a giant dude that can smack bombs out of the park. It's ridiculous, in my opinion. Kyle Raleigh had one of the more fun seasons in Major League Baseball history, and historic season from his position, and he doesn't get honored for it. It's just another reason baseball doesn't get it.
That's why you're on the show, dude. You're smart. My co-host, a big Yankee fan over here, telling me Judge should have won it. Josh Dover on Twitter, at Joshua Dover, 104.3 over in Denver, crushing it, killing it. Thanks so much for hopping on this morning, Josh. We always appreciate the time. Enjoy this weekend's game.
Appreciate you, boys. Thanks for having me.
All right, there we go. Good stuff from our good friend Josh Dover over there in Denver.
It's going to be a fun game, man. I Kansas City off of a bye is terrifying.
22-4?
22-4 under Andy Reid. I will say this. I am Broncos country. Let's ride this weekend. Can we just eliminate them from the AFC West? Get them out of there. Just one more. I know they're going to make it as a wild card. They're a zombie you can't kill. Yeah. I get the Kansas City will probably still win the Super Bowl in the AFC. Yeah. I understand all of that. So, come on, Broncos. You're at home. You got a good defense.
Yeah, but if you can't run the ball, to his
point.
Put
it together a couple of quarters. It is really funny to me, and I totally get why everybody's doing it. Bo has had moments this year, and their offense has had moments this year where it has struggled mightily. It is funny the way we talk about a team that is 8-2 and tied for the best record in the AFC. It's almost doom and gloom about them, which is it's just
But you don't want to feel like a false 8-2, right? There's that part of this, too.
No, you don't.
It would exist in our city if we were the Broncos.
Oh, I totally get why they're doing it. We've all watched the Broncos and had the same thought of, like, I think, is that offense good?
That Giant game still doesn't make any sense in my brain.
Neither does the Eagle game. They barely beat the Raiders. Like, they've had a lot of these this year.
I know.
They've had a lot, but they are 8-2, and they could win this weekend. They're at home.
Daily Ticker brought to you on the fan by Pelican Brewing Company, who have 5 coastal locations now. You know the standard 4. Did you know?
Huh?
The new coastal location is Rockaway Beach, Oregon. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
That's good shit right there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Cav. We have a lot more to get into, more NFL as well. We're back with more on 105.1, the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, you can always count on Sundays, the NFL on CBS, Paramount Plus. Stream the local NFL game every Sunday all season long, $30 for the first year. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Your local CBS games this weekend, you got Bucks at Bills.
It's a fun little game in the morning.
And then the Chiefs going on the road against the Denver Broncos.
Another fun poll question would be, because one of our P1s tweeted us the graphic around the country, what games everybody gets. The afternoon window, like 98% of the country gets Broncos and Chiefs in the late window.
Mm. Yes.
But the small pocket that does not
is the opposite one?
Baltimore and Cleveland. That little stretch, they get Ravens and Browns.
So Ohio, Northern Ohio
into Maryland.
And Chesapeake.
Now, Maryland's jacked about this.
Ravens fans are.
Yeah.
If you were a Browns fan and you were watching, you didn't have the Red Zone or Sunday ticket, would you rather watch the Browns game or the Chiefs and Broncos?
I think you would underestimate, and I only say this,
I know they're psychos, I get it. I'm trying to put myself in that of like me currently as a fan. If
I think it's different if you're a diehard. If the Ducks were 7-5 type football team,
yeah,
but you had USC at dominant level.
What would the equivalent of, what are the Browns this year? 2-in, what's their record?
I don't know.
Because 7-5, so that's, you can't go 7-5.
Well, I'm just giving you an example here. You're a diehard Duck.
They're 2-7.
If Oregon was a 6-6 football team and they were taking on Minnesota, and the options in your TV window are that, and then the other game at the same time that you don't get is USC-Michigan, and they're both thriving.
They're both undefeated.
I still think you're choosing your team.
The only year that's comparable to this is 2016, and I was not super eager to watch games live. Like, if you would have told me, hey, would you rather watch this or Texas and Georgia? I'm taking over like
Herbert at Utah. You'd rather watch Texas Georgia than see freshman Herbert on the road at Utah?
I mean, I watched the games.
He dealed in that game.
He did deal in that game. They also 4-8.
I know.
I'm just asking the question.
It's a valid question, and I would tell you because I listen to Ken Carmen once in a while on the Odyssey app. You can also catch our show on the Odyssey app. Did you know that?
Yes, you can.
Please do.
He's a great morning host in Cleveland. I think they're a little bit like Philly. I think they enjoy being miserable.
Mm.
I listen to enough of their callers and their hosts to say they want to be good, sure. I think they also kind of secretly love being miserable.
Mm.
There is something about cold weather climates, which I think is why Lucy Burge wants to move to L.A. These people that live there, they go through these winters of like 8 feet of snow. You know, you get a blowtorch or a snow blower, you got to use it all the time. I think those people kind of like being miserable. So in a weird way, I think a lot of people would enjoy watching the Browns try to win a game 12-7.
Now imagine they're not going to win the game because I think the Ravens will beat them, but you never know. Maybe
Lamar's
they win the
playing.
Game. Lamar's playing. I think the Ravens will win that
and
game.
He won't poop his pants this time.
Now imagine you're living in that area and you're not a Browns fan or a Ravens fan.
Now you're miserable.
No,
you're going to a sports bar and hoping to watch.
Get me the hell
that's
out
what
of
I'm
here,
doing.
Dude.
I'm going to a sports bar to watch Chiefs.
Because I'm jacked for Broncos and Chiefs. I really am. Kansas City seems like a wagon coming off of a bye. It seems like their division hopes are on the line. Denver has been questionable offensive. I can't wait to watch that game.
Now what's this is a tough one because I can't do a poll question because we're too biased. What is the bigger game nationally in your guys' estimation? Chiefs Broncos, Seahawks Rams?
Chiefs Broncos
because of Mahomes.
If the Chiefs lose, they're in danger of not making the playoffs.
They're making the playoffs. Until they are actually eliminated.
Mathematically eliminated.
Spare me they're not making the playoff rhetoric. You will not eliminate
I didn't say
them.
They're not making it, but
they're
now in danger of not making it.
Let me
agree with you there. So right now.
The Rams and Seahawks, whoever. I mean, one, they're going to play again later. This is the second of the Chiefs-Broncos games.
The Jags are the seventh seed. The Chiefs are making the playoffs. It's the Chiefs, the Jags, the Texans.
You know why the Jags are ahead of Kansas City, though? They have the tiebreaker. They beat them.
You know,
how disrespectful
is that?
So if they end the season with the same record, wait, the Bears aren't a bad team. What are you talking about? We know the Jags aren't a good team. Everybody knows the Jags aren't a good team, but they beat the Chiefs.
The Chiefs lose, they're in danger.
They are. It's in the mix.
Of missing
the tough part about that, though, I guess you would still have Baltimore on the rise, but I think their most likely path is still the division, although if they win this weekend and Kansas City loses, they're both 5-5, so maybe that's a dumb statement.
Don't overlook Tomlin's ability to lose the division, but still
make it as a wild card.
Don't overlook that.
I think the AFC is pretty,
to this point, I'll give you my other stat right now. Sure. I think the bigger game is the more interesting game for me, just because of what's at stake for both teams, is the Chiefs and the Broncos.
Oh, dude, I think it's Seahawks-Rams.
I think Seahawks-Rams is going to be a way more aesthetically pleasing game. Like, I just see that being a better played game. And okay. I think Denver's got a good defense. I wouldn't be surprised if they bogged down Kansas City a little bit, and Bo and the offense have struggled in a ton of games, whether they're playing the Raiders or not.
Hmm.
So you tell me if that's like low scoring, ugly 19-16, like that wouldn't really surprise me.
Kind of turned on now.
But on the playoff picture, the Jags and the Chargers are playing. It's the first time the Chargers have gone there since blowing a 27-point lead in the playoffs. Oof. I also learned that Patrick Herbert plays for the Jags. I did not know that.
So it's a Herbert Bowl.
It's a Herbert Bowl.
We got the Buccaneers Irving Bowl tonight. We got the Herbert Bowl this weekend.
On the point of the Chiefs, and if they lose, what it means for them, how about this for the Chargers? If they win the game in Jacksonville this weekend, their percentage chance of making the playoffs is 91% with a win.
Yeah, it'd be hard-pressed to say they don't make it if they can win.
58% with a loss, and it's a swing game for the Jags, too, who we just mentioned are right there with Kansas City, but have the head-to-head. If they beat the Chargers, 57% chance to make it. If they don't win the game, 19% chance to make it. So that almost feels like not an elimination game for Jacksonville, but very similar. And the Chargers, that's a massive one to get under your belt and then kind of put it on cruise control the rest of the way and try and get healthy.
We got more NFL thoughts we're going to get to. We'll Sprague the line today at 9:30. Get the Sprague line sponsors in at 503-864-6326. The third hour of the radio program, Dirt and Sprague, the Sunrise Guys, is back on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.